With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Last month's hiring numbers, like something out of the depths of the COVID pandemic.
The Labor Department says employers added just 12,000 jobs in October, a massive reduction from the 223,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Economists attribute the low number to the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Allegations of a White House cover-up surrounding President Biden's libel of Trump supporters as garbage. The White House allegedly pressured stenographers to alter their transcript of Mr. Biden's remarks. Today finds both the presidential candidates in Wisconsin. Their campaigns have spent hundreds of millions on ads in Pennsylvania. White House correspondent Greg Clugston touring the all-important Blue Wall states.
For many Pennsylvania residents, Election Day can't come soon enough because they've been inundated with political ads. Given the state's importance in the Electoral College vote count, Trump and Harris have poured in more than $500 million advertising dollars on TV, radio, and social media. The state has also seen the candidates visit frequently. Trump has focused on Rust Belt towns and rural areas, while Harris's priority has been on Philadelphia and here in Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Gibsonia, Pennsylvania.
And campaigning for Kamala Harris in Michigan, former President Clinton admits the economy was better under Donald Trump than under Biden-Harris. Also at SRNNews.com, two people killed, six others wounded. An early morning shooting in downtown Orlando, Florida, a 17-year-old suspect in police custody. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 461 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 85% of adults do not want to see IVF outlawed in their state or in the nation. This is one issue where politics plays virtually no role. 88% of Democrats, 86% of independents, and 85% of Republicans all say they want IVF to remain legal and available. There are pro-life concerns about the fertility procedure because it involves the creation of multiple embryos, some of which are generally destroyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greek leaders have revived a long-standing demand for war reparations stemming from Nazi Germany's World War II occupation of the country. During a visit to Greece this week, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier rejected the demand, saying that the issue had long been settled. Steinmeier stopped at sites of Nazi atrocities in Greece during his visit to that country. This is SRN News. It's prison time for a man who killed one of the most majestic of birds.
A Washington state man who authorities say killed eagles as part of a wildlife trafficking ring that operated on a Native American reservation in Montana was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in prison. He must also pay more than $777,000 in restitution. Travis John Branson was part of a trafficking ring that killed at least 118 eagles on and around the Flathead Indian Reservation and sold their parts on the black market. He pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy and wildlife trafficking. Keith Peters reporting.
Boeing has sweetened its contract offer to striking workers. They'll vote next week on a proposal that offers them a 38% raise over 4 years. Last week, they rejected a 35% pay hike. The union recommending they approve this revised offer. More details, SRNNews.com.